You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.
Happy Valentine's Day and welcome to today's Live Talk. I'm your host, Keith Martin. This week on the Corrections Connection, we are looking at involving volunteers in corrections in a number of different ways. Our guest today is Daniel Lombardo, President and CEO of Volunteers of America, Delaware Valley. Volunteers of America is a national, faith-based, nonprofit human services and development organization with over 40 agencies across the country. Since 1988, Dan has served as President and CEO of the Delaware Valley Agency, which operates six community-based corrections programs that address the reintegration needs of offenders in New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Dan has also served as the Regional Vice President of the International Community Corrections Association, or ICCA, and was co-chair and host agency for the first ICCA What Works in Community Corrections Conference. He currently sits on the board of directors of the International Corrections and Prisons Association as well. Welcome to today's Live Talk, Dan.
Thank you.
Let's start by talking about what community volunteers can bring to correctional agencies.
Well, community volunteers are a great resource, but in addition to being a great resource, they're also a great responsibility. So you have to take a look at the advantages as well as the responsibilities you have when encouraging your agency to expand and grow, especially in the area of volunteers. To give you an example, you can reach out to various members of the faith-based community because the clients that you're serving in the community have different faith-based needs. So that's a natural link between your agency and a church, synagogue, mosque, something like that, where you can provide an outlet that helps the development and treatment of the client population that you're serving through the use of volunteers.
Hmm. Now, with tighter budgets in corrections, are volunteers a better idea maybe now more than ever?
Volunteers are a good idea whether it's a tight budget or not a tight budget.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers are the perfect vehicle for you to not only have sort of care extenders, but it creates an invaluable link that a community program has to its community. It's the community that provides the resources that are necessary for successful reintegration of offenders into the community. They have the job, they have the ancillary treatment services, they have housing, they have all the other things that are necessary in the community. Volunteers are a vehicle to help assist you make sure that you have access points to those resources for your client population.
Excellent. Good point. Now, from your own experiences with Volunteers of America and your work there, how do offenders respond to volunteers? Are they more willing to talk to someone from the community or work with someone who's not in corrections?
I'll answer that question with a caveat.
Okay.
And that is that once you have the whole process of soliciting, recruiting volunteers, the most important part is the training of the volunteers.
Mm, good point.
You don't want volunteers to fall prey to manipulation, is a good way of putting it, or being used or to provide illegal contraband into your facility. So you train your volunteers and prepare them to interact with the client population that you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
For the offender population, volunteers are the closest thing to them being home that you have. So they look at the volunteer as an extender of their community and someone who's inviting them back home, so to speak. So there's really nice relationships that are formed. A lot of mentoring takes place between volunteers and between the offender population because, as you can imagine, there are not many pro-social role models behind bars or in halfway house programs
right.
For staff. So volunteers expand the cadre of pro-social role models that offenders have to look forward to, especially African-American males. Good African-American male mentors are one of the most essential ingredients that we have to our program. Because right now, if you're in our program because of your relationships that you had in the hood, so to speak, you have now an opportunity to see someone who's successful, who is not in the system, who's made it by not doing something that's illegal. And so you have an excellent role model for folks to look up to.
Excellent. Good point. How can correctional agencies get volunteers involved, and are there certain areas where volunteers are better suited for?
Well, for us, how we begin with volunteers is the whole process of siting a halfway house. For us, siting a halfway house is a 12 to 18 month developmental process.
Right.
You just don't go into a community, decide on where you want to put up a halfway house, and then dare them to challenge you in the zoning hearing. I mean,
right.
you create a sense of animosity between the community and the halfway house instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done historically is we have built relationships with the community prior to going to the zoning hearing. And then as soon as our program is up and operational, we then invite the community back in. We encourage the creation of things called advisory groups. Advisory groups come in and talk to us about what kind of neighbors can we be? Can we impose upon you, our community neighbors, to tell us how we're doing? And I'll tell you what, we'll cut you a deal. And that is, we have guys who want to volunteer to do work for you. So what we do is we attract more volunteers by volunteering ourselves. So we use the whole concept of community service as a way of outreaching into the community and earning our credibility in the community. By doing that, it opens up the doors for the volunteers to come in because our guys don't have two heads, and they're all not, hardened killers and that
right.
kind of thing. So you destroy a lot of the myth and stereotypes surrounding the offender population.
That's excellent information for our audience. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Dan Lombardo, and he is president and CEO of Volunteers of America Delaware Valley, and we're discussing volunteers and corrections. Now, Dan, does including community members improve the image of corrections to the public? And does it at least help educate the public on what corrections as a term is all about?
Absolutely. Let me tell you a little story.
Great.
There's a person who's the chair of an advisory committee we have for one of our facilities now. When she first came in to our facility, she came with her son, the cop. And when her son walked into the building, he pointed to different residents saying, "Oh, I arrested him, I arrested him, I arrested him," five times, you know, those kinds of things.
Right.
So there was a little bit of skepticism on her part by seeing, well, her son, who's in law enforcement, knows most of the population, but from the law enforcement end. This was 3.5 years ago. In November of last year, this same woman and her neighborhood organization gave 40 of our clients certificates of appreciation for the work that they've done for that neighborhood association.
Wow.
So we've come full circle with a person who was a little skeptical about what an offender can do in the community to a person who's now advocating, saying, look, these folks need another opportunity. They need a second chance. Let's get them work. Let's get them back into school. And it's much more effective when elected officials hear from a constituent than from someone who's advocating for what they feel is, you know, their own end, which is additional halfway house beds, for example.
Right. That's a good point. Now, in terms of skepticism, on the other side, is in your opinion, is corrections skeptical about having volunteers in their operations, and if so, why?
Sure. You take a look at how departments of corrections function.
Mm-hmm.
Departments of corrections function on the basis of custody and control. When you send an inmate, in quotes, to a halfway house, there are much more issues from the Department of Corrections point of view on custody and control. So you're exposing the community by inviting volunteers in to possible risk by having them exposed to a population that could be what they consider problematic.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have to convince the Department of Corrections, who is our funding source, that not only do we have this process under control, but there is a relationship that has built over time where the community is very supportive of what we do in the community, and let them send the letters to the Department of Corrections indicating how nice it is to have a halfway house in their backyard. Believe it or not, letters like that do happen.
Hmm. It sounds like from what I'm hearing, in almost all instances, it's better to have the community as your partner and as your friend than obviously have it as your enemy. But if they are your partner, they can advocate for you.
That's absolutely correct, Keith. It's easier to have folks become involved from the very beginning so that there are no surprises, there are no false promises or false pretense that you happen to be developing your program under, that you're doing it in conjunction with them, because many of the folks that are in the building that you call a halfway house that you're serving come from the neighborhood in which you are operating your program.
Right.
So let's break down the barriers and understand that as a community, we have to come together to help resolve the problem of reintegrating these people successfully together.
That's a great point. It's good information for our audience. Now, let's talk about Volunteers of America, Delaware Valley. Discuss how your organization involves members of the community, and maybe give us a couple examples of how citizens aid your work.
Well, they aid in so many ways. In addition to halfway house programs, we also provide services to folks with developmental disabilities, folks with mental illness. We provide services, extensive array of services to people who are homeless. And all of these programs, in some way, shape, or form, have a cadre of volunteers supporting the various different programs and services. But the best way to recruit and retain volunteers is by being a volunteer yourself. For example, what we have done as an agency is we have volunteered our time to the parole board in New Jersey to work with them on their reentry grant. By doing that, we function in a role of convening our peers and colleagues in social and human services across the Southern Jersey region to work with them on a project that they have to reintegrate violent offenders back into the community.
Excellent.
Lead by example.
That's very good advice for our audience. Any other advice you can offer to either correctional agencies or people who are thinking about volunteering and saying, you know, maybe I want to, they're on the edge, they're on the fence of perhaps volunteering and giving some time?
Well, there's a lot of not only structured religion, but there are also many, you know, wise philosophers that encourage folks to give back. Because when you give back, you get so much more in return. That's the thing I'd like to encourage volunteers to do. Because volunteers do simple things, like volunteers in some cases make curtains for a shelter. Volunteers in other cases come to a halfway house and teach guys how to use a computer, teach guys how to use a saw, teach them construction trades, teach them social skills, you know, those kinds of things. It's far more of a successful relationship can be formed by someone who clients know aren't having a job at doing something and having a relationship with them. In other words, they're doing this because they are interested in them as people, in them and their success with their families, with their children, or whatever it might be. So it's for us, I think the most important thing that we find that we do is every time we can extend ourselves to help others, they turn around and offer their help in return. Folks who have been formerly homeless have come back and volunteered with folks that are homeless.
Yeah.
Folks that have been former offenders who are now back successfully functioning in society work with us as volunteers because they can talk directly to guys from personal experience.
Hmm.
That kind of stuff is invaluable to a social and human services agency that's committed to making sure that folks are successful.
That's great. It sounds like everyone is an expert in something, so to speak. Even if you think it's something that's not useful, it could be, and whatever you can offer is helpful.
Well, you know, if we had a room of 50 people,
mm-hmm.
there are some people that you could magically, instantaneously relate with.
Hmm.
You and I are two different people. We would relate to two different groups of people. So we've already had an opportunity to impact two or three or four lives just by us participating and lending, you know, our example or our warmth, our nurturing, our mentoring to a population which people may not find particularly, you know, I'm not connected to that person. I can't,
right.
You know, I can't connect with them, but maybe you can.
Mm. Well, hopefully through today's live talk, we've encouraged a few more volunteers and a few more agencies to step forward and help out. So that concludes today's live talk. Thank you again to Dan Lombardo, President and CEO of Volunteers of America, Delaware Valley. Dan, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Keith. Anytime.
And thank you to our audience as well. Now, for more information on Volunteers of America, visit their website at www.voa.org. And for the Delaware Valley Agency, go to www.voadv.org. And for more information on volunteering and corrections, be sure to read this week's articles on corrections.com as well. For CCNN, I'm Keith Martin.
You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.